activism begins with ACT. The Rush Belleville Show features the stories of hardworking grassroots activists working for an end to prohibition in today's activist agenda.
Welcome back, everybody. We've got 32 after the hour here at our studios in beautiful Legal Potland, Oregon. And joining us by telephone, we go out to Big Sky Country, where Carrie Boyder is waiting on the phone. How you doing, Carrie?
Awesome. How are you, Russ?
I'm fantastic. And we are so excited to be able to talk to you today and to preview the marijuana election night, because you are running for office in Montana, the Montana House District 44. And we've always said it's important that our people, activist people, people who know the truth about cannabis, run for office and get elected. So tell us about this campaign and what prompted you to want to run for the House.
So I'm running in a very competitive district in Billings, Montana. It's the largest city in the state of Montana. And my opponent is the incumbent, but he just so happens to be former law enforcement, part of the whole staunch prohibition regime. So I decided to run for office because I felt like the Heights in particular wasn't getting very good representation from this representative. And he was a little bit out of touch with the way the rest of Montanans feel. So decided to step up and go ahead and throw my hat in the ring and give people an alternative so that they'd have a choice in the matter.
That's fantastic. And being in Billings, largest city there in Montana, I'm originally from Idaho and the Boise area, largest city in Boise. And I found that while the state of Idaho is generally very, very conservative, at least in Boise, there was somewhat more of a progressive audience to speak to. Is that a similar dynamic in Billings compared to the rest of the state?
I would say that Billings is very similar to Idaho. It's, somewhat conservative, but there is, a great group of folks who are bringing arts, culture, music, wonderful things like that to the city. And it's growing and, wonderful things are happening here. And so it's really relying on people like us to help shift it a little bit farther forward and help bring it to the beautiful city that it can be. And so that's really what this is about, is standing up and helping make the community a better place. And, regardless of whether, people are conservative or liberal or where they fall on the political spectrum, what I find here is that, there aren't a lot of average citizens being well represented. It's a lot of special interests and big money, as is usual on all levels of politics. And so, I'm just out to help make sure everybody's voice is amplified and that nobody's being silenced simply because they don't have, the connections or the money to have an influence in politics.
Mm. Very well put. Now, Carrie, you mentioned that your opponent, the incumbent, I assume a Republican, am I right there?
Yes.
Okay, so your Republican opponent, the incumbent, comes from a law enforcement background. I and the audience, of course, know you from the Pacific Northwest, all the work you did with the medical marijuana community, Americans for Safe Access, and so forth. Has your opponent made your drug war activism an issue in this election?
My opponent hasn't made much of anything an issue in this election. I'm really starting to wonder whether he wants to be reelected at all. We had a questionnaire put out by our local newspaper that he didn't even bother to fill out. He has not knocked on any doors at all. I've knocked on 3,500 doors and talked to, thousands of voters thus far. And, he really hasn't even been raising money. In the last 3 months, he actually only raised $720, which for a Republican candidate is kind of unheard of. So, I think he's just taking it all for granted and assuming that he's going to get a win, one, because he's an incumbent, and two, because it's a Republican-leaning district. But, it may be leaning that way, but I've found from the voters that I've talked to that they're ready for a change, that they're ready for some bold new leadership to step up. And so it's really going to be interesting to see what happens. If he wins without having put in any effort whatsoever, it must say a lot about the views of that district.
Has he been an incumbent for a long time and perhaps run unopposed in previous elections?
he's a one-term incumbent, and he won the election in the last time around with $16,000 in his campaign war chest, if you will, and $4,000 of that came from his own pocket. So it's entirely possible that in this last 29 days of the election, he will step up and put forth some of his own political capital and financial capital to win this race. But thus far, we haven't seen any sort of mail from him. We haven't seen any sort of effort knocking the doors. You know, all the traditional things that you'd see in a campaign, he has not done at all. And it's getting to, you know, the clock's ticking. It'll be interesting to see whether he even does anything at all. I think it's really just kind of representative of the whole attitude of the Republican Party in general, which is, we can do this. We've got the connections. We've got the money. It doesn't matter how much you try. We're going to take this home anyway. And, you know, I think we're really going to see a shift in the politics here in Montana.
Gosh, let's hope so. We're speaking with Kerry Boyder, a longtime reform activist who's running for Montana's District 44 House seat as a Democrat against a Republican incumbent with a law enforcement background. And of course, the other news, the other election that we're covering there in Montana is that Initiative 182 to restore Montana's medical marijuana program to its previous operational status, to legalize dispensaries and such. Is that becoming a focus of this election, and does it factor much into your campaign?
It's definitely a focus, and I think it does factor in. You know, again, from talking to voters, I've heard people mention it, and, you know, while there's been maybe one person who has said because of my medical marijuana activism, they're not voting for me, and they outwardly said that, I've had many, many people bring up the medical marijuana issue and ask whether I support it and tell me stories of people that they know or themselves who have been helped by this. And so, you know, what's interesting about Billings is that the sole opposition to our medical marijuana program really lies here in this town. The Republican Party chair, Jeff Estman, who helped pave the way for the repeal of our law, is from here in Billings. And then Steve Zabawa, who has funded the, you know, he funded the initiative to try to repeal the law altogether and lost. And so now he's the sole opposition to our medical marijuana initiative that would restore our former provisions. And he's spent another, I think, $125,000 of his own money on, you know, anti-marijuana opposition. And he's a used car salesman who most people surmise has some sort of a stake in the pharmaceutical industry based on the answers he gives when he's opposing this. He's like our Kevin Sabat here in Montana. And so, yeah, here in Billings, this is the hotbed for this discussion. And if someone like me can win a district in the Heights that's Republican leaning, and across the street, my fellow colleague who's running for office actually owns a chain of medical marijuana clinics. If we can win those two districts in the Heights, we represent 20,000 people between us. And I think that says a lot about whether or not people really agree with Steve Zabawa or not, because that's a fifth of the population of Billings right there.
Wow. Let's hope that happens. We could see a lot of change with just a couple of elections right there. And Kerry, if people listening want to help you out or get more information, I know campaigns cost money and you could use donations. What are some of the links they could check out?
So I have a website, kerryboyder.com, and there's a big contribute button right there in the center where you can contribute to my campaign financially. I can also use volunteers to help make phone calls. That can happen from anywhere in the country, even if you're not here in Billings. Simple things like sharing the word online, you know, sharing my Facebook, retweeting my tweets on Twitter. Elect Kerry Boyder is my Twitter handle, and Friends of Kerry Boyder is my Facebook page. That goes a long way towards helping as well. You can also endorse my campaign. For folks who are here in Billings, I'm having a really fun event here coming up on Sunday. It's actually a prohibition party, you know, reaching to my roots and the work I've done to end prohibition. We're going to have a roaring 20s live jazz music. It's going to be a great time. So if people are interested in that, there's a Facebook event And all of that information is on my Facebook page as well.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, check out Elect Carrie Boyder on Twitter. And Carrie Boyder is K-A-R-I-B-O-I-T-E-R, just to make sure that you can find it. In the last couple of minutes we've got here, Carrie, I know that politics there has got to be about more than just marijuana. What are some of the other issues you want to bring focus to if you're elected to the House?
So there's really three big things for me. One is economic security. Almost everyone I know is working two, maybe three jobs, and they're all struggling to make ends meet. We don't have livable wages here. People make $7-$8 an hour. McDonald's pays $10 an hour, and we have our skilled workforce leaving those jobs to go work at McDonald's because they pay more at $10 an hour. So that has got to change. You know, things like building stronger communities, early childhood education. We're one of the few states that does not have preschool for all children provided. That's something that I'm passionate about. You know, obviously reinvesting funds from mass incarceration into community mental health outcomes, treatment for substance abuse for those individuals who actually want that and can benefit from that. We have a private prison up in Shelby, and it's got a 20-year contract that's coming up and will be discussed for the first time in the 2017 legislature. That's an issue I'm very passionate about. And then the other big one here is what makes Montana great, and much like Idaho, is some of our beautiful scenic places that we have. You know, for all the things that people could say about the politics or, you know, some of the things like that, we live in some of the most beautiful country in America, honestly. And a lot of that is because of the federal lands that exist, public lands, our wilderness areas, things like that. And so there's actually a push by the National Republican Party to transfer federal lands to state control. And, you know, people think, well, that sounds like a good idea, less federal government. And generally, I would agree. But what will happen is that the states don't have the budget that the federal government does. And we won't be able to afford to take care of those lands. So they're either going to fall into disrepair or we're going to have to sell them. And when we sell them, there are all sorts of very fancy, very rich folks who are going to snap them up like that. And people like me who grew up here hiking and camping and fishing in this wilderness area won't be able to access it anymore. And, you know, that's a real assault to the Montana values and our way of life. And that's something I'm definitely going to stand up and fight and work to keep from happening.
Well, best of luck to you in the election. We'll be covering it live Tuesday, November 8th, and we'll get the take from your campaign headquarters as well. Carrie Boyder's running for Montana House District 44. Check her out, Carrie Boyder online, Elect Carrie Boyder on Twitter. Carrie, thanks, and good luck to you.
Thanks so much, Russ.
All right. Stay tuned, folks. We got another interview coming up here. We're going to speak with Dimitri Downing from the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.